morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. Today is Friday, June 23rd, 2023. It is about, 8:53 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in a beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. That makes it about 5:53 a.m. Pacific Time and about 5 minutes before 3 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers, any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline or www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. We didn't the last time. You know, let's just be honest. Last week, got our ass whooped. It was bad. Every day was a loser. You know, 1-3 every day. And then finally, on Sunday, because we didn't come out Monday, we were 0-2. Forget who they were, though. But they both lost. And just like some stuff I had yesterday, I didn't podcast yesterday. But the two I had yesterday involving the Rays and Kansas City, they both lost. Can you believe that? But we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. I got three fresh ones for you today. We're going to start, you know, this is the first day of the week for us because we didn't do a show yesterday. So we're going to start the day off with an EFP. Every fucking pick is going to hit today. It's going to win. You know, we're starting off with a winner this week, all right? And first one we're going to start off with is we're going back to that same game at 6:40. The Tampa Bay Rays hosting the Kansas City Royals, all right? Kansas City is throwing Zach Greinke, veteran who was probably on the Hall of Fame track, then got goofy toward the end, and, you know, his career kind of, you know, did something else too. 1-7, 4.81 ERA, 1.17 whip. I mean, you know, he doesn't give a lot of walks and hits, but he doesn't give a lot of walks, but he gets hit pretty good, all right? And he's going to get Zach Elfin, 8-3 with a 3.26 ERA, 1 even whip, walks, hits, over innings pitched. very simple on this one. Two things going on. Tampa Bay's the better team, clearly. Elfin's the better pitcher. Three things going on. And Kansas City beat them last night, 6-5. You know, that was probably minus 250 or better on the, or plus 250 or better on the money line. You know, like when Astros lost as minus 400 a couple years ago to Baltimore. On a Sunday. I'll never forget that. But, yeah, Tampa Bay's got the revenge factor going on and all that. And, like I said, this is their year to kind of dominate the regular season. So we're going to take Tampa. We're going to take Tampa minus 1.5 for... Oh, wow. Minus 130, okay? Tampa minus 1.5 for minus 130 odds. Second game, 7:07 p.m. Eastern. Okay, we've got the Oakland Athletics crossing the border up north to take on Toronto. Okay, James Caprillion of Oakland, 2-6 with a 6.38 ERA, 1.64 whip. going against Chris Bassitt, who is 7-5 with a 4.16 ERA and 1.26 whip. All right. Now, one thing I will say about Toronto, for the most part, when it's on, it's on. If they can beat you, they'll pummel you. You know, they just can't beat some of the better teams. You know, like they struggled with Baltimore last week or earlier this week or whatever. And, you know, it's just some of the better teams, the Yankees and whatnot. And they're in a tough division, too. That AL East is loaded. But teams like Oakland, Toronto usually just pummels them. So we're going to take Toronto -1.5. Sometimes baseball spreads, they'll make it 2.5. Either way, I think you'll be just fine with that. So you're taking Toronto on the spread, whatever you see. Okay, if it's more than -150, add half a unit on it or whatever, okay? But Toronto on the spread, whatever your book uses, -1.5 or -2.5, all right? And then the last one, we're going to the friendly confines of Coors Field, Denver, where the Rockies are going to host the Los Angeles Angels. Okay? One thing you need to know about this one, that the Rockies are throwing Kyle Freeland, left-hander, who's 4-8 with 4.48 ERA, 1.34 whip. And he's going to be in Colorado. I mean, I don't care if he's the home pitcher or not. Colorado, when you're in Coors Field does Coors Field. It's going to give up doubles and home runs on it. All right? And so I'm liking Mike Trout of the Angels to get us an RBI, and that's -115 odds, all right? So let's recap. 640, the Royals at the Rays, and that's 640 Eastern, all times Eastern on the famed Rothstein Sports Investing Show, betting public sports show on YouTube. But 640 Eastern, Royals at the Rays. We're taking the Rays -1.5 for -130 odds, all right? 7:07 p.m., you've got the A's at Toronto. We're taking Toronto minus the spread, whatever it has, -1.5 or -2.5, okay? And because at minus two and a half, it was -155, all right? But, yeah, we're taking that, or -1.5 was -155, sorry. But some books might have -2.5. But yeah, -1.5 for -155 odds, taking the Blue Jays over the Athletics. And at 9:40 p.m., I believe, the Rockies hosting the Los Angeles Angels. We're going to take the Angels as Mike Trout, used to be the best player in the game, till his teammate got him up out of there. Mike Trout of the Angels to get us an RBI, -115 odds. He'll probably hit a bomb, all right? But there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and a recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter, at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. All right? And don't forget to please like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, and most importantly, share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. All right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well. Peace.